chatting with assistant coach now, Jason Becker, in the post-game show. And Jason, we're just talking about this pregame with head coach Fred Harbinson, a long, almost month of games on the road. Started September 10th in Prince George to start the year. It ends here on September 30th, 20 days later, and a win in West Kelowna. Let's just talk about that maybe first and foremost. A great start to the season before your home opener, coming into a tough environment and winning this 1-3-1.
Yeah, I think if anyone said that we were going to be 6-1 after these first seven, I think we would have been very happy and maybe questioned it a little bit. But, you know, full credit to our guys here. You know, the amount of travel that we did and the road games, you know, gave them a chance. And I think Fred mentioned earlier, the time to bond on the bus in the hotel. And, you know, you really get to know the guys and you build that trust early in the year. And it's very promising what we see these first seven games from the group when they can put their mind to the game here, complete and execute the game plan as best they can. And, you know, full credit to the guys. This is all on them for the way that the record stands right now.
Not the greatest to start to the showcase in those first periods, despite winning both. Much different story tonight. Guys looked prepared, on their toes, not on their heels. You got a couple of quick goals in that first period, really setting the tone. Obviously, Cruikshank on the power play. Let's talk about that. Power play has a lot of publicity this week about it. You guys had some time to work on it. It looked more dangerous throughout the night. That must have been big, not only to score first, but with that power play less than 3 minutes in.
Yeah, I think a lot has to do with getting back to somewhat of a normal practice week. Mm-hmm. You know, we were able to go Monday to Thursday and spend the proper amount of time that we needed and address the areas of concern for us. And the power play was definitely one of them. You know, the numbers, I don't think, do us justice for the group that we have here, a little bit snake-bitten. But, you know, we worked on some things. You know, I think the addition of James Miller is pretty huge for our group there. He brings a new element to our group, and it's a big shot from the top there. And once we establish that, those other things are going to open up. And what I liked from our group is it was real simple tonight. It was 2-3 passes, looking to get to the puck tonight. We had a good net presence there, especially on the first shot, the first one from Crooks there. So, you know, really liked them simplifying what they did, and that was the message from Fred this week.